Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be a battle of the bands between B.A. Rolf and his Lucky Strike Orchestra and Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. I will have one or two records by Johnny Marvin. We talked about him in the forum. And for the modern musicians, I will play maybe one or two cuts from Scott Black's Hot Horns. Well, let's start with the battle of the bands. Benjamin Adolphus Rolf, known as B.A. Rolf, was born on October 24, 1879, in Brashen Falls, New York. His family traveled around as a show business group. Rolf first performed at the age of six, playing a piccolo solo in an ice rink. Later, he played cornet and traveled with his family in Europe as the boy trumpet wonder. During World War I, he was a producer of silent movies. Somehow his movie business failed, and in 1920 he returned to music, playing for Vincent Lopez and among others. In 1926, he led the orchestra at the Palais d'Or restaurant in New York City, and in 1928 he landed a contract with NBC for the Lucky Strike Dance Hour, which was the first coast-to-coast network radio broadcast. His last program was broadcast on October 31st, 1931, and he continued doing radio programs through the 30s and early 40s. B.A. Rolf died on April 23rd, 1956. The orchestra he used for the Lucky Strike Dance Hour was rather large. According to Roger Kinkel's Complete Encyclopedia of Popular Music and Jazz, and I read now, played whirlwind numbers in circus tempo, features strong brass in concert band style, heavy rhythm, tinkling xylophone. Well, let's get going with the music. I will tell you about Paul Whiteman during the next break. For the first round of the battle, I'll play, from February 10, 1928, Can't Help Loving That Man by B.A. Rolf, and from the same date, I will play Love Nest by Paul Whiteman with a solo by Henry Bossi. So here is first round of the Battle of the Bands between B.A. Rolf and his Lucky Strike Orchestra and Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. Thank you. thought that the recording by B.A. Rolf was quite nice, but then you get Paul Wideman with a humming by the sweet trio of Jack Fulton, Charles Gaylor, and Austin Young, and that short but lovely solo by Bix, and the first round goes by unanimous decision to Paul. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Paul. Most of you know more than I do, probably, but for those that are simply just found this site, I'll tell you that Paul Wideman was born on March 28, 1890, in Denver, Colorado. As a youngster, Paul learned to play violin and viola and played with the Denver and San Francisco Symphony Orchestras. After World War I, he started a band in the West Coast, and by 1920 he was in New York. In 1924, Paul Wideman and his orchestra had the premiere of George Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue in New York's Aeolian Hall. Paul Wideman had the most successful orchestra in the 1920s. He was known as the King of Jazz. Of course, Wideman's orchestra was certainly not a jazz band, but he had with him a number of highly talented side men who really played jazz. Of course, Bix and Tramp were the most famous of his jazz musicians in the 1920s. Well, let's get back to the music for the second round of the Battle of the Bands. First, I'll have Paul Wideman and his orchestra playing After You've Gone, recorded on October 16, 1929 with Bing Crosby on vocal, and this will be followed immediately by Mean to Me, recorded by B.A. Rolf and his orchestra on May 9, 1929, with an unknown vocal. So here is round two of the Battle of the Bands.
Left me crying after you've gone. There's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine and you'll want me only. After you've gone away.
I don't know why I stay home. each night when you say you'll fall. You don't, and I'm left alone, singing the blues and crying. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near, dear. It must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't forget, you see what you mean to me.
I must say that except for the Hawaiian guitar, I very much enjoyed Rolf's version of Mean to Me. But when you get Paul Whiteman with Bing Crosby at his peak, then round two is an open and shut case. It goes to Paul Whiteman again. Well, let's turn to Johnny Marvin for a couple of recordings. In the 1920s, Johnny Marvin was viewed mostly as a country singer, but he also made some jazz records. Witness the fact that Brian Rust includes nearly 20 recordings by Johnny Marvin in his jazz discography. Johnny Marvin was born in 1897 on a covered wagon during the two-year journey that his family took in going from Missouri to Oklahoma. Johnny Marvin was raised in a musical environment. His father was an all-time fiddler, and his mother played the concertina and sang in church. From about 1920 to 1925, Johnny Marvin barely survived as a traveling singer, but in 1924 he made his first record, and in 1926 he cut about 75 records, following very closely the style of Ukulele Ike. Ukulele Ike was, of course, Cliff Edwards, who in the 1930s became very famous when he did the voice of Jiminy Cricket in Walt Disney's Pinocchio. Johnny Marvin came into his own in the late 20s and 30s. He joined Gene Autry's organization as a composer, and during World War II he entertained the troops. Unfortunately, he contracted dengue fever in the South Pacific in 1944 and died in December of 1944. I'm going to play two recordings by Johnny Marvin. First, just Marvin by himself with his own ukulele. From August 25, 1926, one of my personal favorite songs, it's called Half a Moon. And this will be followed immediately by a Crazy Rhythm, recorded on August 21st, 1928. Here, Johnny Marvin is accompanied by a small band that includes, with certainty, according to Brian Rust, Alfie Evans on clarinet, Joe Venuti on violin, and Tony Colucci on guitar. There's a question as to who the trumpet player and the piano player. According to Brian Rust, the trumpet could be Manny Klein, and the piano could be Arthur Schott. Well, you can tell me what you think after you listen to the record. So here is Johnny Marvin.
Think of this, the whole world round, only one moon to be found. Still a million sweethearts who have to make it do. Think too when it smiles on you, it's not always all in view. Perhaps a quarter or a half, it almost makes you laugh. Half a moon is better than no moon, any old time or anywhere. If the girl who's sitting beside there feels satisfied there, what do you care? You can spoon right any old June night, but if it's moonlight, she's bound to fall. A moon in the quarter, or even one shorter, ask anyone's daughter, is better than no moon at all. Is better than no moon at all. Stars that shine far above seem to yelp when you're in love. You can see them any night when the sky is bright. We can't do without the stars, Venus, Jupiter, or Mars. But the world seems all in tune with just a bit of moon. Half a moon is better than no moon, any old time or anywhere. If the girl who's sitting beside there feels satisfied there, what do you care? You can spoon right any old June night, but if it's moonlight, better work's done. A moon in the quarter, or even one shorter, ask anyone's daughter, is better than no moon at all. Is better than no moon at all.
I feel like the Emperor Nero when Rome was a very hot town. Father Knickerbocker, forgive me, I play while the city burns down. Through all its nightlife, I fiddle away. It's not the right life, but think of the pay. Someday I will bid it goodbye. I'll put my fiddle away and I'll say, Crazy Rhythm, here's the doorway. I'll go my way and you'll go your way. Crazy Rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high hat and you're too low down. Crazy Rhythm, here's goodbye to you. They say that when a highbrow meets a lowbrow walking along Broadway, soon that highbrow, he has no brow. Ain't it a shame, and you're to blame? What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy Rhythm, I've gone crazy too. Thank you.
your way. Crazy rhythm, from now on we're through. Here is where we have a showdown. I'm too high-hat and you're too low-down. Crazy rhythm, here's goodbye to you. What's the use of prohibition? You produce the same condition. Crazy rhythm, I go crazy.
I think that Johnny Marvin has a very good voice and that he sings quite well. Well, let's get back to the Battle of the Bands and finish with the same song recorded both by B.A. Rolfe and his orchestra as well as by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra. The song is You Took Advantage of Me, recorded on June 26, 1928 by B.A. Rolfe with a vocal by the Rollickers and Hall. That same song was recorded almost exactly 2 months earlier on April 25, 1928 by Paul Whiteman with Bing Crosby on vocal, accompanied by the Sweet Trio. So here is round three of the Battle of the Bands. You Took Advantage of Me, first by B.A. Rolfe, followed immediately by Paul Whiteman.
Here am I with all my bridges burned. Like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cook my goose, 'cause you took advantage of me. I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear. Suffer something awful each time you go, much worse when you're near. Here I am with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock the doors and call me, 'cause you took advantage of me.
With that chase chorus between Bix and Tram and the great vocal by Bing, I am afraid that B.A. Rolfe got creamed and Paul Whiteman and his orchestra win the Battle of the Bands by knockout. Well, let's turn to the modern musician. I want to play one cut from A Good Time Jazz CD number 15003-2, entitled Scott Black's Hot Horns. This was recorded in New Orleans in August of 1993, and I'm grateful to Scott Black for permission to play a song from this CD. This is the Can and Donaldson song entitled That Certain Party, with Buck Evans on vocal and piano, Scott Black on cornet, Duke Heidger on trumpet, Tom Ebert on trombone, Tom Fisher and Tom Saunders on bass saxophone, and Charlie Fardella on drums. So here are Scott Black's Hot Horns playing That Certain Party.
Got two naughty eyes. That certain party. She says she's 17. You know what that couldn't be. That certain party of mine. Oh, naughty eyes, turned up nose, rosy cheeks, and pretty clothes, and not a smarty. Oh boy, does she have it? Oh, lots and lots of it. That certain party of mine. Thank you.
Scott Black's hot horns bring back the sound of the 20s very nicely, don't they? Well, let's get back to Biggs now. Today's edition of Biggs is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Biggs Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Biggsography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haymes saying, through his music, Biggs is alive. If you understand, this is